Jaguru.
Jaguru.
Put it on speaker view, so we have it on speaker view there. Good, good. All right. Manohar is coming in. Hello, hello. Paul's coming in. Hello, hello.
Hey. Jai Guruji. How are you?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Good. Fantastic. Awesome.
Good, good.
Thank you for asking.
Keith is here now. Manohar, welcome, welcome.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
This is actually good. Everybody is hearing, everybody's seeing, tapping on the keyboards and such, or touching. And then you can sit there and say, with what sense do I sense presence? Like, presence is sensed, but what body-based senses are sensing presence? And now you're free of the body immediately because you know you're just aware of presence. You're not touching it. You're not seeing it with the eyes. You're not hearing it with the ears. There's just an awareness of presence. That subtle sense of presence. I am. Just I. Whatever you want to call it, selfless self. That subtle sense of presence is felt. And yet, you're not using body to feel it or to sense it. And this kind of snaps out of the body immediately. Because everything that we're doing right now, we're hearing each other, speaking is going on, there was tapping on the keyboards, we're seeing each other in little boxes. But with what body sense are we sensing this sense of presence? And there's the knowingness that, oh, there's an awareness of presence that has nothing to do with the body senses at all. Nothing about the body is providing this sense of presence. Therefore, I must be something outside of this body that can sense this sense of presence. And that presence is so subtle, but I am more subtle. There's an awareness of presence, but no bodily sensations. You know, the body is a sensory input mechanism. Put your hand on a stove, it's hot, you feel the heat. But that's because the body is a sensory input mechanism. But with what senses are you sensing presence? Or I am, or that just I? Nothing. An awareness of presence without using any bodily senses. And now with that awareness, be aware of presence. As Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am. Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, remain with your selfless self. Be with you always. That's it. Now, if the mind tries to say, oh, what about my job or this or that? Well, wait a minute. I now know myself without using a body. So the body can do as it wishes. It obviously has no effect on me. I'm outside of body. In reality, body is inside myself because there's an awareness of presence. Presence is formless. How can formlessness be with form other than form can appear within formlessness because formlessness provides the space, so to speak, for the forms to appear. And the awareness is now aware of objects within the space. But no bodily senses are used. Thus, Master's teaching, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body, is quite obvious and evident. Now, what happens when the body falls? Well, let's see. I'm using no senses of the body to know presence. So there's a formless awareness of the formless presence. There's just awareness of presence without using any body senses. So whether the body is there or not, this awareness is, but will have nothing to be aware of. And yet I am. So whether there are objects in the space or no objects in the space being perceived, the space is the space. And of course, you're more subtle than space because, again, you can subtly perceive this space. Now, where's birth and death? How can the mind run the show? How can the mind even be of any consequence to you? I put my hand on the stove. My mind says, this stove is hot, pull away. Because there's a sensory input. The stove is hot. Mind can say, this stove is hot. But awareness of presence, what can mind say about this awareness of presence? And even if the mind has something to say about the awareness of presence, because it tries to imagine what this presence is, this can be discarded.
Say, what does mind have to do with me? Well, as soon as I speak, it seems like mind is it's at least making what seems to be its own reality. So mind seems to be the main factor that seems to be real, because it's operating and because it's present. So his mind is like creating its own type of reality, or
mind is words, then, flow of thought. Words are forms, and you can cut them off very easily when you say, when did you come across words? When you came across the body. And as Maharaj says, to know yourself in a real sense, it discards body. You are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body. You know yourself in a real sense. This very subtle sense of presence can be felt, You're not using any of the body's senses to sense presence. Therefore, there's a formlessness, a formless awareness that is aware of presence.
And the formless awareness?
Any body senses. Also,
it's also what's aware of the mind.
Well, you're aware of the mind because it's an object within this formlessness that you are. It's something that appears on presence. Presence is the first. The sense I exist, I am. That's the first. Then along with this sense, you say, oh, mind, ego, intellect, they came along with the body. And because of the first time that this knowledge of I exist appeared, you looked and said, I'm this body. And others told you, you're this body. But it's not true. These are just layers upon your presence and they need to be removed. We have mantra and remaining with your selfless self. And formlessly aware of a sense of presence that's not using any of the body senses to be aware. You just are. And everything that you're aware of cannot be yourself. You are that to whom this sense of existence has appeared. You know yourself in a real sense because just I. I without anything. I without the addition of body, mind, ego, intellect. Just I. Just a subtle presence. And again, if you tap on a computer, you're using touch. If you see the people, you're using sight. If you hear the people, you're using hearing. But with what sense of the body are you sensing this subtle sense of presence? That snaps. It's like mind can't. What? Because there's just an awareness of presence and it doesn't use body. And it can discard the body in a quick heartbeat.
It still seems like there's a general sense of, there's general sense of being here seems to be body related, but I can't say for sure if that's true or not. But
this you've investigate yourself. Master has said you're formless. You have to know this. You have to know yourself in a real sense. Spend some time with you. If you sit there and you feel this subtle sense of presence, as Nisargadatta Maharaj has said, remain with the I am. And that's your only focus in every waking moment. This I am, the sense of existence, selfless self. Don't try and figure out what this I am is. Just pay attention. And the attention that you're paying is just the awareness of a sense of presence. And it'll be like looking at yourself in a mirror reflected until you'll understand I'm not the reflection in the mirror.
And sometimes the sense of presence feels like it's not related to anything else in particular.
Well, it's not. Everything is just layers on this. It's not related to anything in any way, shape, or form. Literally, no shape and form.
So that's why, you know, they say there's forget about relations and others.
Yeah, those came along with the body. Prior to body, you knew none of these things. You just were. All within your own self. It wasn't until you began imagining yourself as something separate that these illusory problems and imaginary troubles started troubling you. Your little avatar guy that you identify with has troubles, but they have nothing to do with you because you're the space in which this little avatar guy is moving around. But it's not true because you're formless. You're formless now, formless prior to beingness, formless during this body-based existence, and formless after this body-based existence is no longer being experienced because this body form is no longer available. Just like a dream. The dream body is no longer available upon waking up. But you, the dreamer, very much are. And you could say every night you die in your dream. Because every night in the dream you identify with a body, and every time you wake up, that body is no more.
Is it anything like, okay, when we fall asleep, we feel like we're unconscious of anything?
It's not like anything, because it's nothing. You are that. All things appear within that nothingness that you are. That's why Maharaj says the nothing appears to be something and dissolves back into nothing. But of course, this something was always nothing. It just appeared as something for a time. A time is during this body, your identification. Oh, this body is here and available, and I'm seeing things. But all these things you're seeing while using the illusionary body are illusion. And now that you know this, enjoy your life. Be here. What to worry about?
So from that perspective, it's an illusion that I do fall asleep.
Yeah. You don't sleep, you don't wake. I think Maharaj has said a whole video about there's no consciousness, there's no unconsciousness, no subconsciousness, no waking, no sleeping, no dreaming, no nothing for you. You are. This little avatar, so to speak, within you is able to experience and do all these things because your space is providing the energy and the power for this to occur. But it's actually not affecting you in any way, shape, or form because you are formless and shapeless. You never cannot be formless. You can appear with form, like, again, in a dream. You know you're formless when you're laying down sleeping. Then suddenly the dream world is projected. Presence, all these things are appearing on presence. A whole dream world. But you're formless, obviously, in this dream world, because your quote-unquote real body is laying down sleeping. The entire dream is projected formlessly, and it's only your identification with the form within the dream that creates the experience of having a dream or doing something in a dream. How can you, the formlessness that you are, do anything within your dream? No matter how real it appears at the time. And now you know that same formlessness is what is projecting this waking dream world, and you are unchanged.
Could you say, in a sense, that experience and forms are actually formless also because they change and that they don't have any substance anyway?
They have no substance. They're illusory, just like everything that happens in a dream. We had talked about before, if Keith went to dream college and got a dream education and got a very nice dream house and had a nice Ferrari outside his dream house, and then he woke up, oh, where's the education, the house, the Ferrari? But while within that dream, it appeared very real. You use dream money to buy your dream house.
But of course, due to language or due to whatever experience, the master says, deal with your life in a practical manner. And when you talk about it like that, it almost makes it seem like it's real in some way because you're talking about it.
Well, the word is what creates the world. That's why Maharaj says word and world. You're speaking this world into existence just by speaking. You're saying something. You're identifying something. And then you're identifying a speaker as speaking these words. But you're prior to words.
That sort of leaves an impression on the formlessness that as if there's something there, seems to be.
The formlessness is not impressed with anything. It's formless. Like, think about just the space in the room. If you lit a fire in this room and burned the whole house down, you would say that the space was involved in the fire, that the space was on fire. But this is not true. The space has not changed. You see, activities going on with inside the space do not affect the space. And now you start to say, okay, if I'm formless, this entire form-based existence came along with the body, but I'm formless.
Can recognition of being formless, can that free you from bodily pain to some degree?
Like, you have no bodily pain right now. It's the you that you believe yourself to be, this consciousness of you as Keith, is experiencing pain through the sensory input body. And again, like we said, the awareness of presence separates you from all of that. As you know, there's no body-based sense that's sensing this very subtle presence, this I am, this just I. As Maharaj says, there may be pain in the body. It's a five elemental body. There's always disturbance in the five elements. All you have to do is look at the weather coming up in the next couple of days to see there's disturbance in the five elements. There'll be rain, there'll be wind, there'll be snow eventually. Because it's five elements. This is a five elemental body. Basically, the food that you have eaten since you were a small baby is what you call yourself.
That's experience.
Well, you're using this body as a vehicle within the formlessness because you're formless. You're kind of driving this body around. But again, that's not true. Because in reality, you're formless. Just as, again, we go to dream. Tonight, you dream, and there's a character there that you identify with, and that character is seeing a world. That character is jogging, or moving about, or going fishing, or boating, or hanging out on the beach, maybe even getting sandy, but when you wake up, there's no sand. Because none of that was true. So you have to snap this concept that you are a body and then instantaneously, spontaneous conviction. Oh, so that I am that. I'm aware of the sense of presence without using any body senses. I am. Just I. And just keep focusing on this subtle sense of existence, knowing that there's no focusing instruments going on within this body. This is why Maharaj says meditation is so important, because you can listen all the time that you are formless. that you are the awareness of this subtle sense of presence, and all of this is appearing on presence. Everything is appearing on presence, and you knew nothing prior to being this. And now, because there's a body form available, you see a world, and now there's knowledge. There's acquiring things, but all of that is false. But you must know this for your own self. Meditation. Meditation, just sitting. Concentrate on the concentrator. And that is awareness of the subtle sense of presence. And only this subtle sense of presence. Because I don't need to be aware of all these other things out here. They're just layers. So I'm here, just with the subtle sense of presence, I'm aware. Until that position becomes quite clear. I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. Whether the body is here, I am. Whether the world is here, I am. Knowing this is an illusory state, so why am I so preoccupied with knowing something? That's why Maharaj says, rightly, there's nothing to know. When you know there's nothing to know, remain with your selfless self. All knowledge is no knowledge. Knowledge, relations, body, world, all came along with the body. Prior to being this, none of this was here. Prior to being this, you didn't know about God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master. Within body form, you hear about God, Paramatman, Brahman, Master, because that's describing the formlessness that you are. Did everybody get a chance to watch that Siddharmashra Maharaj video? The karma? Yeah, it was very nice.
That was the one with the subtitles?
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, because in my daily readings, I read something, and then when it clicks, whatever, I make a little video of it and put it up on the YouTube. And I thought that was really good. And it was like the explanation of karma.
I think maybe that's the one I watched. Is there more than one recent one with Siddharameshwar?
A couple of weeks ago, I think there was another one. But if you go to the YouTube channel, there are a lot of videos. But of Maharaj, of course. Nisargadatta Maharaj, there are some videos. Siddharameshwar Maharaj. Especially because I use the pictures... You know, in the ashram that they created in India, they have the kind of wax. I don't know if it's wax, but like a little wax statue, basically, of Siddharameshwar Maharaj as he would have been, you coming to him as a disciple of the guru. And so having this video, it's like the picture of Siddharameshwar Maharaj, and you would be going to his feet, basically. And the one with Nisargadatta Maharaj is, it has the Utha Nisargadatta Bhajan very subtly underneath it while it's displaying some of the, I think it was coming from meditations with Nisargadatta Maharaj, which I also read more every morning.
Oh,
But you just go YouTube slash, I think it's actually slash John Richards, and it would just have, I mean, just hundreds of videos. And if you just sit there and listen to the videos of Maharaj and all these, it's just, it's constantly hammering you with the reality. So anytime you say, oh, what about this? Hammer the reality, hammering the reality. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain body. As Maharaj says, accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master. Nothing is there except your selfless self. Just I, I am. Just that.
I guess maybe I could use another suggestion as far as, you know, I try to remember to do the mantra all day, but, you know, in large part, I just forget to do it. I get distracted. What can I do to stop myself from being distracted and remember to do it all?
Well, just know that when you're remembering it, like there will be a circumstance maybe where you would normally be a little bit agitated or you're waiting in line or something, and you'll start to remember mantra. Just know that you, the formless presence that you are, has created this scenario so that you could remain with your selfless self using the illusory body form that you believe yourself to be. No such thing as traffic or waiting in line or disturbance, because these are all experiences that are created within this body-based delusion because Master has told you, remain with mantra. If you forget, you create an experience where you remember. Oh, yes, so that I am that. I remain with mantra. I told you about the food poisoning in India. That was a really troubling time. But it was not trouble at all because mantra. Driving late at night in the cab, going back to the airport, right after, and it was beautiful too how Presence did this. The guy had just told me how India cab drivers are just crazy and you never want to ride at night. So then Maharaj comes and says, you'll be driving at night with this cab driver. And guess what? Now it's pouring down rain too. And he even stopped and got like some kind of like pick-me-up type thing to keep driving, because we're driving like from 2 a.m. until whatever. It was crazy. And with mantra, there's no problem. And we had to do that because there was some kind of terrorist threat or something, and they closed all the roads. But Maharaj had this cab driver take me still to the airport just using back roads and not going on the main highways. But it was pouring down rain and all this. And see, that's an experience that Presence is creating because Master has given you a mantra to let you be set free. While you're believing yourself to be a body, there's a mantra there to unlock this body form, to unzip it and remove this layer of illusion. And as Siddharameshwar Maharaj says, it's not that you're becoming Brahman. You're removing all of these things. You're just removing illusion. These wrong concepts, as Maharaj says, wrong files. The files that I am a body in a world having these experiences, these are not true. Mantra is the antivirus software.